Christi amo, exultemus et in ipso, jucundemus, timeamus et amemus, Deum vivum, et ex corde dirigamus, nos
is the day that Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. This is the day that Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room. This is the day that Christ took a towel and washed the disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us. This is the day that Christ our God gave us this holy feast, that we who eat this bread and drink this cup may here proclaim his holy sacrifice and be partakers of his resurrection, and at the last day may reign with him in heaven. Let us pray. O God, Your Son, Jesus Christ, has left to us this meal of bread and wine in which we share his body and his blood. May we who celebrate this sign of his great love show in our lives the fruits of his redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How shall I repay you, O Lord, for all the good things you have done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all the people. Precious in your sight, O Lord, is the death of your servants. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all the people of God. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you.
Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but it is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe and returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've set you an example. You should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are no greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Holy One, make us a still place of light, a still place of love, of you. Your light radiating, your love vibrating, your touch and your healing far-flung and near to the myriads caught in lostness, in darkness, in fear. Make a heart center here, light of the world. I always hearken back to something I heard or read by Herbert O'Driscoll, a Holy Week reflection in which he writes from the perspective of Jesus. It's now after the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. His followers don't quite realize what is happening around them and how provocative their procession was. They don't seem to understand the trials and troubles to come, causing Jesus to wonder to himself, how can I help them get through this? What can I do to teach them? He decides that he will gather them close and feed them with a meal that will sustain them and give them courage and strength, showing them who they are and whose they are. He will fill their hearts so they don't lose heart. Jesus' journey, our Holy Week journey, is about to get darker and harder. We enter a time known as Triduum, a love story in three chapters, 3 days beginning with the Lord's Supper tonight, the Passion tomorrow, Good Friday, and the day of resurrection, Easter Sunday. Wouldn't it be so much easier if we could go straight into the resurrection, bypassing the hard parts and the painful parts of betrayal and trial and death on a cross, all intended to dehumanize, terrify, and warn off anyone trying to challenge or change the status quo? As we have heard over the past several weeks from this place here, this Lenten season, everything seems to be hitting harder. In a world that feels now more than ever that everything is spinning out of control, to what and to whom can we cling? What can we do to get through our lives, let alone the story that's about to unfold before us? Well, maybe it's telling more stories. Two stories from a Sunday school not far from here, told by parents from two households. The first is about a preschooler whose parents were having a small dinner party. Friends were sitting down, visiting, and sharing a bottle of red wine with crackers and cheese. Round cracker in hand, this little one went to his mother and he asked, "Dip?" She was puzzled, as there was no dip. Again he asked, "Dip? Dip?" Until in his frustration, he began to cry. And eventually it dawned on her that he was not, in fact, wanting dip at all. He wanted to dip his cracker into his mother's wine. He wanted to reenact something he experienced at church back when we could still intinct. He wanted to be fully part of the party, the celebration, to be included. The second is about two children, siblings. Mom was busy doing laundry in the basement when she noticed that their play had gotten quiet. Too quiet. So she tiptoed upstairs to find them in the kitchen. They had wrestled a big metal salad bowl out of the cupboard, filled it with water, and the older one was quite tenderly washing the younger one's feet with a dish towel. Reenacting Jesus washing his disciples' feet, a reenactment they participated in a few weeks ago at church. Children playing an ancient act of hospitality. Mom couldn't get over their utter absorption in the play and how they were treating one another with love and kindness. Super cute, right? Could our children already know and want the gifts Jesus gives? Gifts Jesus gave on Maundy Thursday? A new commandment to love one another in humble service, and a shared holy meal meant for everyone. Are these the gifts to which we can cling, upon which we can experience hope renewed, in which we glimpse, even for an instant, a heartbeat, or the blink of an eye, the kingdom of God? Consider this image before us, and some have on your laps, I think. Shining, golden, shimmering with color and light, a group of 12 gathered around a table, food and drink in the center. There is an intimacy among these 12, and unlike many of the more dramatic and foreboding images of the Last Supper that we can recall in our mind's eye right now, this could be considered happy. It's bright. It's hopeful. The artist is John August Swanson. He was of Mexican heritage and made his life and home in Los Angeles. He was influenced by illuminated manuscripts, Russian iconography, and folk art. It's a bit hard to see on this projection here, but the border is made up of a multitude of images of farmers, tillers and toilers, the hands and feet that make the bread and wine. But it's that stunning round table and the friends gathered that command our attention. Swanson said that he had a vision of a feast of companionship. I began drawing scenes of a group around a circular table. Over the years, I kept drawing and developing other sketches of the Last Supper, but I kept returning to this image. At a round table, there is no hierarchy of seating. No one can be seated at the head of the table. It is a welcome table. No one can be excluded from the conversation. Jesus is at the table as both host and companion. The circular table draws us all into the scene, giving the viewer a feeling of being included in the meal. We are all participating in this supper. Theologian N.T. Wright says that Jesus did not give his followers a theory. He gave them a meal. And what a meal it would have been. Let's recall the feelings we've had at a memorable meal. Wonderful aromas and flavors, savory, bitter, sour, and sweet. The clatter of dishes, the hum of conversation that lulls into quiet as everybody enjoys the food. Oh, and in my house, there would likely be a spill or some other commotion, like the dinner we had when we set the table with everything but the turkey. A happy, convivial chaos. The Last Supper was a Passover meal, a celebration of God's chosen and beloved's liberation from suffering, trials, and longing, to freedom from slavery and oppression. Church historian Diana Butler Bass puts it this way: the Last Supper of the Old World, the last meal under Rome, the last meal under any empire, and it is the first feast of the kingdom that has come, the first meal of the New Age, the world of mutual service, reciprocity, equality, abundance, generosity, and unending thanksgiving. Pass the cup. Keep it going. Hand to hand, filled and refilled time after time. This night is the final night of dominion, the end of slavery. This is the first night of communion, the beginning of true freedom. As Jesus said, I will no longer call you servants, but friends. With two homey, hospitable acts, Jesus put into practice those things onto which his friends could hold fast, on which we can hold fast. So here we are. Night will begin to fall, and we know what's coming. We are about to do several things. We recall and replay Jesus' washing of his followers' feet. May it remind us of our call, our holy mission to love justice, walk gently, and serve humbly. We will share in the holy meal, communion, eat bread, drink wine, be fed so that we can feed the world. And in a final act of humility, as darkness enfolds us, we will strip away the hangings, the vessels, and our beautiful holy things until we remain in silence, praying that we will have the strength and the courage to continue the journey with Jesus to the cross, to the tomb, and beyond. All is not lost. There is always a crack somewhere where the light can get in. And so, in a final act of hope, Michael will carry the monstrance, which is hiding up on the high altar right now, a receptacle that holds a consecrated host, bread from the holy meal, from where we see it here, hiding, to the Murray altar, where it will remain. Its sunburst shape holds at its center the radiance of Christ's glory, a small, ineffable ember of the light of the world. It's a tiny, tiny reminder of God's huge, boundless love poured out over all of us. And please take this image home if you have one with you. Tuck it in your heart or in your mind's eye or one of these copies. Set it in a place where you might catch sight over it over the coming days. Perhaps light a candle. Say a prayer. Remember the gifts Jesus has given us this night and always. And as we continue the journey, may God be with us. God is with us every step of the way. Amen.
Amen. Fellow servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before his death, Jesus set an example for his disciples by washing their feet, a humble act of service. He taught that strength and growth in the life of the kingdom of God comes not by power or authority or even miracle, but by such lowly service. Therefore, I invite you, who share in the royal priesthood of Christ, to come forward, that Anne and I may recall whose servants we are, following the example of our Master. But come remembering his admonition that what will be done for you is also to be done by you to others. For a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
Lord, we will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. Jesus, servant Lord, in your final moments with your disciples, you chose to give an example of loving service. Fill your church with this servant heart. May the love we display be worthy of your calling and name. Lord, we will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. Jesus, servant Lord, in explaining your actions to bemused disciples, you reminded them that all authority is derived from you. Give all who lead and govern due humility in their position. Prevent all with power from becoming puffed up and overbearing. Lord, we will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. Jesus, servant Lord, in taking the bread and cup, you gave a feast in remembrance of you. Bind together all who share in this fellowship and communion. Keep us from betraying our hope in you. Lord, we will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. Jesus, servant Lord, in agony in the garden, you shared with all who face anguish and those whose hearts are troubled. With your broken bread and blood outpoured, we hold before your healing grace our pains and sorrows. We think today especially of Sylvia, Liam, Gwen, Jovia, Don and Nancy, Arnold and Marilyn, Robert, Cheryl, Ina, Andrew, Gavin, Bob, Betty, Solomon, Catherine, Brian, Carlene, Charles and family, Rupali and Archie, Sherry, Trevor, and Mary. Lord, we will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. Jesus, servant Lord, as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death until you come again. Draw to yourself all who have died. Glorify your name and bring us to life with you. Lord, we will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful Father, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another.
Father, we spread this table to remember the loving sacrifice of Jesus Christ, your Son. Accept all we offer you this day. Bind us together in his love, and in the love he has commanded us to bring one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image. Wonderfully, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. Through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy God, source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things, he fulfilled your gracious will. On this very night, when he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the
We break this bread Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying.
If we die with him, we shall live with him. If we hold firm, we shall reign with him.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment, to love one another as he loved them. Write this commandment on our hearts. Give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all, who gave his life and died for us, yet is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
My God, why have you abandoned me? Far from my cry, my words of pain. I call by day, you do not answer. I call by night, but find no rest. You are the Holy One enthroned, the praise of Israel. Our people trusted you. You rescued them. To you they cried and they were saved. They trusted and they were not shamed. But I am a worm, hardly human, despised by all, mocked by the crowd. All who see me jeer at me, sneer at me, wagging their heads. He relied on God, God will help him. Let God who loves him save him. Yes, you took me from the womb. You kept me safe upon my mother's breast. I belonged to you from the time of birth. You are my God from my mother's womb. Do not stay far off. Danger is so close. I have no other help. Wild bulls surround me. Bulls of Bashan encircle me, opening their jaws against me, like roaring, ravening lions. I am poured out like water. My bones are pulled apart. My heart is wax melting within me. My throat is dust dry. My tongue stuck to my jaws. You bring me down to the dust of death. There are dogs all around me. A pack of villains corners me. They tear at my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare at me and gloat. and they take what I wore. They roll dice for my clothes. You, Lord, do not stay far off. You, my strength, be quick to help. Save my neck from the sword. Save my life from the dog's teeth. Save me from the lion's jaws. Save me from the bull's horns. You hear me. I will proclaim your name to my people. I will praise you in the assembly. Praise God, all who fear God. Honor God, people of Jacob. Children of Israel, revere God. The Lord never scorns the afflicted, nor looks away, but hears their cry. I will praise you in the great assembly. Make good my promise before your faithful. The poor shall eat all they want. Seekers of God shall give God praise. May your hearts live forever. All peoples shall remember and turn. All races will bow to God. The rule is God's. Rule over nations. The feasting crowd kneels before God. All destined to die bow low. My soul lives for God. My children shall serve. Shall proclaim God to the future, announcing to peoples yet unborn, God save.